Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Bradley George, in for Ricky Bevington. Georgia Democrats are ready to support Stacey Abrams as she delivers her party's response to President Trump's State of the Union address. Abrams' voting rights group, Fair Fight Action, is hosting watch parties in Atlanta and across the country. Meanwhile, the National Republican Senatorial Committee has released a short video that strings together some of Abrams' past comments. They include, "This is not a speech of concession," which Abrams said after her narrow loss to Brian Kemp in last year's governor's race. Democratic leaders are encouraging Abrams to run against GOP Senator David Perdue next year. TSA agents at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport screened nearly 102,000 passengers yesterday. That beats a previous single-day record set last year. The airport saw a crush of people leaving Atlanta the day after Super Bowl 53. At one point, passengers waited up to 2 hours to pass through security checkpoints. Georgia's tourism industry is breaking records for economic impact, according to new data from the U.S. Travel Association. Travel and tourism generated over $60 billion in 2017. That's an almost 4% increase from the previous year. As part of an ongoing effort to regain public trust, the Atlanta City Council has passed a new ordinance that tightens guidelines for employee bonuses. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, it comes after former Mayor Kasim Reed gave out around $800,000 worth of bonuses just before leaving office.
According to the ordinance, new guidelines and criteria must be established for the mayor and council members who want to award bonuses to staff. That criteria must be based on an employee's defined benefit to the public. Currently, the ordinance allows each council member and a mayoral representative to set their own criteria for bonuses. The legislation also says no employee may receive a bonus worth more than 10% of their base salary, and that awards can only come from excess money in departmental budgets. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The FBI's Atlanta office says it arrested 169 people across Georgia on sex trafficking charges as part of a sting ahead of the Super Bowl. Those arrests include 26 alleged traffickers and 34 people who are accused of trying to have sex with minors.